For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller. As pianist Paolo Gualdi sees it, variety is an important part of being a well-rounded musician. The Francis Marion University professor's open-minded approach to music carries over into his role as artistic director of the South Carolina Chamber Music Festival. In its sixth season, the 2018 festival includes programs with titles such as From Bartok to Beatles and Where Europe Meets South America. A newly composed work for solo drum set and an emphasis on duos are also part of this year's festival. Recently, I had the chance to speak with Paolo about the festival's origins, mission, and musical offerings. Here are a few highlights from that conversation. Paolo, it's great to have you.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're the artistic director of the South Carolina Chamber Music Festival. This is the sixth season of the festival?
6 years indeed. It started, as a matter of fact, 6 years ago as an experiment, and apparently it's a successful one. It's still alive and well and growing and ever-changing, and I'm enjoying the organizational aspects as well as the artistic output through the organization of these concerts. So yes, we are looking forward to the sixth edition this year.
What were you hoping to establish when you had that experimental season 6 years ago?
As a matter of fact, it was mostly an idea that was born from the fact that we just built this wonderful performing arts center. It was built by the Francis Marion University. It was an opportunity to really bring some international, world-class music, chamber music specifically, to an overall, you know, smaller community like Florence. And I think there was a need for that. And so I'm really, really satisfied and happy and excited to see also the reaction of our community.
What all is part of this year's program or this year's season?
This year, we are mostly focusing on duos, as a matter of fact, including the Richter Usur Duo, which is presenting some crossovers between classical music and other styles. I labeled the concert From Bartok to Beatles, just to give you an idea. And also we have a duo, piano duo, for example, a forehand on Thursday and violin and piano on Monday. A lot of the events are tailored around the needs of our students at Francis Marion University. They have helped in a practical way. For example, we usually have at least one intern that helps with the organizational aspects, from contracts to you name it, you know, booking the piano tuner or things like that. So they get an actual view of the actual music industry, not only, you know, the fancy lights and the stage, but what's coming, you know, what the work is behind all that. And also we have lectures that I tend to organize for them, but they're always open to the whole community, but lecture about the business of music, ways of practicing, performance anxieties. For example, many years ago, we had a lab with the performer that offered this class, and also master classes, basically a public lesson. So the student plays a piece for this renowned artist, you know, guest artist, in front of an audience, and then, you know, the artist comes back with suggestions, demonstrations, and so forth. And we have a music industry degree, so we try to include our students in some of the productions. As a matter of fact, we have been producing recording and video recording of a brand new piece written by one of our faculty, Brandon Goff. And so this year is actually a very unique thing. It's actually a drum set only. So we'll see what happens. So we have a little bit of everything, really, for every taste.
Well, with the work for drum set, and you mentioned this program From Bartok to Beatles, it seems like this is a pretty broad view of chamber music. Why is it important, do you think, to have this broader view of chamber music? Why not just stick to the Haydn and Mozart quartets?
Well, I will kind of be the chicken here and talk about the fact that everybody is doing that. Even the great orchestra, the large orchestras, are including more and more different kind of music, right? So I think it's a great advantage for the audience. And it's also, of course, we're trying to bring people back to, again, to the concert hall. Because, you know, let's face it, there is a big crisis around. And in a small town like Florence especially, I think it's even more important to spice it up a little bit with a variety of very valuable music. Don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, selling for cheap. Therefore, that's why I insisted in including, for example, jazz, as long as it were acoustic jazz. For example, we had a gypsy jazz band a couple of years ago, the Velvet Caravan. And again, you know, the experiments of crossovers like the Richter Usur Duo. And I think, again, there's so much value into including different kind of music. There has been a movement for including 21st century music and 20th century music, you know, like the most atonal, incomprehensible for many as possible. Well, I'm fighting for, you know, the ones that, why not, are enjoyable types of music for larger audiences, and they still keep a very high level of musicianship and, you know, that bring high quality to larger audience, though.
Have you always had a love for a diverse range of musical styles, or did you start with one and then slowly branch out into another?
Personally, yes, I always branched out. Specifically, I started piano with my father, who used to be a piano bar player. So not immediately. I mean, I started in a classical way, you know, doing my exercises and scales and all that. And by age 11 or 12, I was already fascinated by playing by ear. So I was doing my conservatory studies, you know, reading and studying theory and all that, which I love, absolutely. But also getting songs of, you know, Stevie Wonder, finding the chords on piano, which is a great instrument for that kind of experiments. And then soon after, I discovered jazz through the famous movie Bird back then about Charlie Parker. Therefore, I always thought that it's a great advantage to actually be open to many, many different kind of music. It doesn't matter what you're listening to, as long as it's high quality, as long as there's something interesting about it. Taste, of course, will do the selection for you. But in my playlist, you can find from, you know, Brazilian music to, I don't know, jazz to Mahler symphonies, you know, a wide variety of things. It is an advantage also as a performer, to be honest. I think, like, you know, knowing art or knowing other, you know, literature, it does enrich you as a person, and so therefore you have to keep your eyes and ears open.
From looking over the program, it looks like the festival not only has a wide range of musical styles represented, but also a wide range of nationalities. How many countries are represented among the performers?
That's right. We'll have to count them. I think in past years it was even more, but this is because, first of all, I'm obviously, from my accent, you can tell I'm not from Florence, South Carolina, nor Italy, actually. I'm from Rome, Italy. And through the years, I have met so many artists I had the luck to be studying with or collaborating with a bunch of artists. One of the greatest things about the U.S. is that it's the big melting pot of many cultures. We, you know, like myself, many, many, many other artists came here to further their studies and try their careers, and they stayed. They loved it so much, and so did I. You know, we went from Brazilian friends and Eastern Europe. We had Bulgaria, Serbia, many, many, many more. But so a good amount of, you know, nationality, different nationality. Most of them living in the States by now, so you could tell, like, they're Americans. But culturally speaking, like, it's very nice, especially when they come to Florence and then they talk to the community. I always encourage people to come and greet them, you know, afterwards, have a chat. And it's fantastic. You know, it looks like a little Spoleto festival of our own. So it is exciting.
Paolo, thanks so much for filling us in on this year's South Carolina Chamber Music Festival, and all the best to you and the other performers.
Thank you so much again for having me.
Part of a conversation I had with pianist Paolo Gualdi, music professor at Francis Marion University and artistic director of the South Carolina Chamber Music Festival. The festival runs from February 19th through 23rd in Florence. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Bradley Fuller.